Hi, it's Denise. Thanks for joining me on our walking meditation. Today, we're going to do a mood-boosting walk, Vitality for Life. So let's begin. Taking a nice, deep, cleansing breath, bringing in the oxygen. Inhale through your nose and exhale right out your mouth. Just let it go. Again, inhale through the nose, bringing in the oxygen to every cell of your body. And exhale it out. Just let it go. Exhale out any stress. Okay, let's get walking. This is your Vitality for Life walk. That's it. Okay, let's begin our walk. Very gracefully, be light on your feet and think good posture. Pull in the abdominals. That's it. Thinking about tightening up the tummy, zipping up those abs. Beautiful alignment. And you're ready. Move those arms a little more now. Start pumping those arms. The more muscles you use, the more calories you burn. We're going to improve our attitude. That's right. Stress-relieving walk. You can do it. It's a mindset. Beginning the day or ending the day with a beautiful walk. It helps your mind. It helps your attitude and your outlook. Taking good care of you. Because you are worth it. And as you walk, look around, take in all the surroundings. Oh, it's so beautiful out. It's a privilege to be out exercising. Even if you're on your treadmill, just pull it all together, thinking about good feelings, because exercise is one of the best ways to relieve tension. That's right. And also develop harmony in your muscles, in your brain. Also helps your booty, helps your bones. It's good for your whole body, head to toe. Okay, pick up the pace a little now. Come on. We're going to strengthen the cardiovascular system. Yes, we are. Stimulate those muscles. 640 muscles we're working, as long as you're really pumping those arms. That's it. Feeling good about yourself. That's the key. This is a vitality walk. You're getting more energy. You're getting more stamina. And one of the things I want you to think about is the wonderful ways that you can choose in life. You could choose what you eat. So let's think about eating healthy today. You get to choose how you move. And walking feels so good on your body. It's great on your muscles. It's great for your bones. It's great for your mental attitude. It's good for your entire body, your overall well-being. That's why I love walking. Walk and talk with me right now. Always think about trying to be optimistic and really embrace gratitude. We all are thankful for so many things in life. I want you to think about the three things right now that you're grateful for. It could be good health. It could be, that's the most important. It could just be that you're happy now with a new attitude in life. Improving on your health helps you feel good. It's really important for longevity. And if you could walk each and every day, even if it's a few minutes, it will improve your circulation. And did you know that circulation is the key? It's what helps heal your body. So moving those muscles, moving the oxygen through the body is truly what helps to improve your health and well-being. And I love walking. I love to get outside and walk. I love the nature, looking around. I love the peacefulness of walking. Just kind of feel like you're walking meditation. It helps you to feel better. And did you know it helps to improve any fatigue in your muscles, because the circulation is what's stimulating the muscles to improve your circulation. And remember, taking care of yourself takes small steps, not just in the walking steps, but the little things you do in life. And walking helps you feel good. So let's take a deep breath right now together. Inhale up through your nose. And this time I want you to exhale out your nose. It helps with your nervous system. Let's do that again. Inhale through your nose. And if you can, exhale out your nose. Beautiful. Isometrically pull in the abdominals. That's it. Tighten up through the abdominals. I want you to also think about toning that torso. And if you walk, really kind of pump your arms a little more with a little waist twist. That really helps to tone and tighten up the abdominals. The abdominals are the center of your whole body. I want you to also think about checking your posture right now. Drop your shoulders. That's it. Pull in the abdominals. That's beautiful. And pick up the pace a little now. Come on. You can walk a little faster now. Improving that ability to walk a little faster, a little more movement, really helps with cardiovascular fitness. And it also helps keep your legs strong. So really use those leg muscles. Beautiful. Observe how you're feeling right now. How are you feeling? I don't want you to overexhaust yourself. Walking will make you feel better. That's what's the beautiful part about walking. It's working your deep muscles. It's working your cardiovascular health. It's also helping you to burn fat. The fat burning ability, the faster you go, the more fat you burn. But take it at your own pace. Feel your body. Listen to your breathing right now. Inhale and exhale. Let it out. That's it. Breathing is so important while you're walking. It kind of gets those oxygen to flow to your brain. It's also about brain health. And did you know that walking is a fabulous way to improve your brain? We all need better cognitive thinking, and that's what it helps. So it's helping your brains. It's lifting your booty. Tighten up your tushy if you're walking. Kind of squeeze those muscles if you can. That's it. Thinking about your abdominals too. Isometric exercises really work. Tightening up your tummy. Tightening up through the buttocks. So good for those muscles. It's all about quality of life. I tell all of my friends and my sisters, we're doing this for a better quality of life. And walking is fabulous for that. You're not heavy on your joints. You're not pushing into your hard cardio. You're walking for health. You're walking for longevity. That's what it's all about. Feeling good about you. Because you are worth it. You deserve to look and feel good. Feel strong. That's it. I love to wake up feeling refreshed. And a good walk in the day really helps me feel good. It eases your mind. It helps with getting rid of all the grouchiness. It's filtering out some anxiety. Just a 20-minute walk makes you feel better. So that's why we're out here, mental and physical therapy. It's worth it. You'll feel so much better, especially when you accomplish a workout or a walk. It's that wonderful feeling of self-accomplishment. You overcame procrastination. You overcame some laziness. You got out there for you because it's all about you and your health. Because you will reap the benefits if you do this consistently. Walking makes you feel good. It's my favorite way to exercise because it's so good for us. And walking is a privilege. You should be proud that you're out there walking. Wherever you are, you're out there moving your muscles, moving your bones, keeping your body fit because you can do it. Okay, let's go a little faster. Come on. We're halfway into it. You can do it a little more. Come on. give it all you got. Kind of level up a little here now. Challenge yourself a little. Let's start to kind of hear the breath a little more. Kind of make sure you're kind of getting to that level two walk, which is kind of breathless. Not too much, but a little breathless because you're pumping your arms. You're really working head to toe right now. Pulling in those abdominal muscles, being aware of the abdominals, your posture. I always take a posture check every few minutes because you know why? It helps with my tummy. Because if it isn't nice and strong, your back isn't strong and straight, and you're slouching forward, your tummy has nowhere else to go but pooch out. But if you're standing up nice and tall as you're walking, walk with nice, good posture. You're keeping those tummy muscles pulled up and in. Your core is strong. It'll help your back. Your spine is your lifeline. Keep it healthy. Keep it strong. And good posture helps. Keep on walking. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. You could even breathe a little out the mouth, like whoo, 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 whoo. That really gets those gases moving through the body. That's it. So important. Dedication to this keeps you going on a regular basis because consistency pays off. I promise you will see results. You'll feel better. Hopefully you'll just keep that weight off. You'll feel lighter on your feet. It's all about keeping consistent. And it's also important to have your exercise be convenient. And that's the other reason why I love walking. It's convenient. Just get out there and get out there on a walk. And I'm here for you. Feel as though I'm your walking partner. If you don't have somebody to walk with today, you have me. Walk and talk with me. I'm here to help improve your mental therapy, but also help with your attitude. We all need that extra little push, like, yes, I'm worth it. And walk with confidence. Think about good posture when you're walking and put a smile on your face. You can't believe the smiles that you might get back. It's the best feeling to give. I wake up with a smile. When I walk into a room, I try to walk in with a big smile. You don't know how good people feel when you just smile. It changes people's attitudes and reflects on, oh, yeah, okay, I can smile too. I'm going to applaud this. So thinking about waking up energized and waking up with a smile, and you can't believe, even when you're just there with your loved ones, a smile goes a long way. And every time you smile, guess what? You're working those good facial muscles that will help your cheekbones. So there's a good reason for a smile too. And it helps with the ability to make others happy too. You feel like, oh, you're giving somebody something, even though it's so free, it's so simple. A smile goes a long way. Let's boost that metabolism now. Come on, pump up those arms. Let's walk a little faster if you can. Come on, get going a little more. That's it, a little faster pace. You'll burn a little more calories, burn a little more butter. That's good. Keep on pumping. You can do it. That's it. Try to give it your all. I want you to be a little more breathless on this one. Great. So good for your heart, your lungs, and your metabolism. That's right. Improve that metabolism and reduce stress. Walking helps to reduce stress and tension, anxiety, grouchiness. That's why I love walking. Keep on going. Good. Rev it up now. Really pump up those arms. That's it. Good. And remember, walking really helps with digestion too. Isn't that great? It improves your immune system, something we all need. Yes. And keeps you young feeling. That's why I love walking too. And if you do it most every day, you'll feel the benefits. You'll see the results. And you'll be so happy and proud of yourself. I want you to be proud of yourself. That's right. You deserve to feel good about who you are. Be true to you. That's what's important. Keep moving. Great. Oxygen gives you energy to every cell in your body. And I love to take deep breaths when I'm walking. Really push it out. Inhale and then exhale. That's it. Beautiful. And now let's start to walk a little slower, beginning a little bit of a cool down. That's it. Still move the body at a good pace. That's right. Keep those muscles working. Improving balance and grace as you walk. Pulling in the abdominals. This will build strength isometrically. Pull it in. That's it. And also take a deep breath. How are you feeling? Observe your body, how it's feeling. That's it. Visualize you feeling good about yourself, that you did something that's good for you, good for your health, good for your mood. This is a mood-boosting walk. A great way to start your day. A good mindset to begin your day, or you could do this in the middle of the day. You need a little boost, or maybe even at the end of a day. Walking at any time will improve your mood. That's right. And think positive. Think optimistically. That's so important because it's up to you how you're thinking. Get rid of some of that grouchiness by turning it into some optimistic gratitude feeling. Because it helps. I promise you, every time I turn around a negative thought into a positive thought, it helps me. Self-talk. That's right. Be positive. Because it's worth it. You have that sense of zest for life, you know, and it is contagious. Enthusiasm breeds enthusiasm. Why don't you become the most enthusiastic person you know? Just one day, try it. It feels so good. Let's take a deep breath together. Inhale and exhale. Beautiful. Again, inhale. Inhale that wonderful oxygen. That's it. Breathe it all in and exhale out any stress. No more stress, just letting it go, letting go of any negative thoughts, thinking about how good you feel that you did something that's positive for you, your mental and physical well-being. It's all important to improving how you feel. Beautiful. Let's take a deep breath together. Inhale up. Oh, bring your arms up overhead. Come on, keep walking, but bring your arms up overhead. Stretch up to the sky, up to the ceiling, wherever you are. And just slowly exhale it out and let those arms float down. Just float. And thinking about your good posture now, standing up nice and tall. Pulling the abdominal muscles in. Keep walking, a smooth walk, a slow down walk. That's it. An easy walk, easy on your joints. Beautiful. Improving how you feel. I hope you feel better because it makes you feel good mentally and physically. Think happy thoughts as you go through your day, rewiring your brain, retrain yourself that you are worth it. This is how to make yourself feel good. You got this. Take a deep breath. Last one, a cleansing breath. This one, inhale and exhale. Yay, you did great. I hope you feel good about yourself. A mood boosting walk. Vitality for life. And always remember, strong bodies, strong minds, because you are worth it.